So, just relax. Can you hear me when I talk like this? Maybe placing your hands on your belly, or one hand on your belly, one hand on your chest. And for this time that we share, just having the feeling that it's safe and there's nothing to attend to for the next hour. Everything's being taken care of. In fact, you are like a little child in kindergarten at nap time, except we're not going to sleep. But just to relax and to feel that the earth, the ground under the body is supporting the body completely. And if it feels a bit hard, you maybe have the feeling, instead of fighting the surface of the ground, feel that you let the body sink into it and that the earth becomes more porous. And you can feel the back of the head beginning to melt, perhaps the shoulders, the arms. Really go there, feel, taste the body. The hands resting on the body, maybe feeling the warmth or the coolness. No judging. Nothing is... We're not looking for anything. We're just awakening to the experience of the body. Feeling the upper back, the scapular region. Letting go. If you note a density or a tension, and it's ready to be let go of, do it carefully, as if you're placing a child in her crib, just placing the tension down into this welcoming, supportive cradle. Feeling the back of the pelvis, the sacrum, the heavy weighted pelvis. See if you can let that weight begin to yield into the earth as well. It's like the whole body beginning to melt and also to come to life, because we're drawing attention to how it feels. Feeling the legs, the left leg, feel the back of the left leg. Just for no reason. The heel, connecting with the earth, the back, the whole back of the leg. Feel that you can let it melt into the earth. And then the right leg, note the difference, simply from that very brief exploration of the left leg, note the difference with the right leg. And then surrendering the right leg, feeling it. Feeling where it meets the earth. If you'd never seen a right leg before, what would you know of it? Just this innocent sensation. Feel the soles of the feet, perhaps a quality of tactility, the touch of the air on the back of the heel, the sole of the foot. Letting the sole of the foot sensation caress the air, the space beyond it. Feel the space beyond the foot friendly, safe. The earth under the body friendly and safe. And the space above the body, literally alive, so that the boundaries become more porous. And feel the coming and the going of the breath. And also the sound of this voice. And of course the thoughts. And the feelings, the kind of deeper, more internal feelings or emotions. Welcoming the whole range of your experience. Without getting too busy with any of it. But rather, feeling yourself to be this sky-like awareness or presence. To whom every experience is a cloud, your own child, your own creation. Everything that is experienced is experience in you, is caressing you. There's no danger. And notice the places where there is a resistance, a fear, an aversion. It might be with the body. Just notice and then let that place of resistance open up. Let it blossom if it's a feeling. Let it blossom at its own level as energy or tactility rather than interpreting or labeling it. Feel your life right this moment when it's free of interpretation. Letting go of that need to be a cohesive, well-defined individual. Let the body go, let its cohesiveness loosen. Taking time, because as we take time, we encounter layers of resistance. We encounter habits of moving into thinking, into the future. I'm inviting us to simply take our stand as the now, as the ever-present present. And now gently bringing attention to the breath, and we're just going to, first of all, just feel the breath exactly as it is, not manipulating it. Not knowing anything about it. Feel that it's a wave that happens without any need for a breather. Tasting the movement of the abdomen, the flow of temperature through the nostrils. Following the exhale, a as if you were just surfing it without pushing. Receiving the inhale. Just tasting the life of the breath. Noticing all the feelings that are carried forth by the inhale. Letting them be completely pleasant or unpleasant. And then very gently and lazily just dragging the right heel up so that the right foot settles down. And then the left foot, you just let it slide up along the ground. Left foot on the ground. They're hip width apart, the feet. And then we're just gonna do a breathing, a 5-count breathing. On the inhale and the exhale. So together let's breathe in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and keep going in your own rhythm, just this long inhale on the count of 5, and exhaling in your own time. See if you can keep the quality of effortlessness, even though we are taking charge of the breath now. Long exhale. And having a little pause at the top of the inhale before you allow the exhale. 1, 2. And a pause at the bottom of the exhale. Let the body be caressed by this breath, yes. And then after the next exhale, just letting that breath go, letting the breath return to its uncontrolled natural state, just as it is. And we're going to do another breath, which is a 3-part breath. We're going to inhale in 3 parts from the first third in the lower abdomen, second third in the middle chest, and third upper chest, and then exhaling 1 long stream of breath. So here we go, breathing in, stop, in, stop, in, stop, and exhaling long flow. You can make a noise. And again, breathing into the belly. Another breath into the middle chest. Other breath, upper chest. Pause. Long exhale. Find your own rhythm here. Long exhale through the nose, surrendering the body with the exhale, a pause after the end, and again, in, long flow of breath. And again here, even though we're controlling the breath, bring to it a quality of smooth, effortless aliveness. Yes, feeling that the breath is coming out of this invisible source of presence. It's saturated with presence, healing. Yes, after the next exhale, just letting the breath return to its uncontrolled state. Slide the arms alongside the torso. And then just very slowly tilting the pubic bone upwards so that the lower back flattens against the ground. It's just a very subtle rocking of the pelvis. You hold there for a little bit and then you release the rocking. Very slowly, and again, tilting the pubic bone towards, upwards, so that the whole lower back caresses the floor, and then you pause there, you make sure the shoulders are relaxed, the face is relaxed, the hips are empty, and then you let that go slowly. Let the breath do whatever it wants. And again, in your own time, feel that it's happening without you doing anything at all, almost. You pause when the lower back is against the ground. Feel the feet rooting into the earth. Yes, and then relax. And then again, the pubic bone tilting, and this time feel the feet rooting a little bit more into the earth and the pelvis just floating up as it feels right to your body, like a cloud rising up towards the ceiling, the whole pelvis. You're sliding up the spine, the middle back is off the floor, even the upper back, so that your points of support are the feet and the shoulders. The arms are resting, very relaxed. Back of the head relaxed, feet and legs strong. Resting the back on an invisible big beach ball, so it's comfortable. And just pause there, feel this alive posture. Don't be afraid, the legs very active. You might have the feeling of pulling back a little bit with the heels. Long inhale. And then with the exhale, just melting the spine back down from the top of the spine. Slowly, it's like you're pouring the body into the earth. Take your time. Especially that last part of the spine. Let it articulate. Yes, and then completely surrender the body once it's been surrendered into gravity. Let gravity take it even more, every little inch of weight. And then again, feel that pubic bone just lifting. It tilts upwards first, and then let it happen from the sensation, a rising up, a floating up of the whole spine, from the pelvis moving up the spine. What's happening in the back of the neck, the shoulders, the face? Feel this big beach ball, it's buoyant and soft, and it massages the whole back body. Meanwhile, the upper body, the front of the body, is just opening to the space above. And now feel the arms floating up towards the ceiling, and they're floating up like clouds too. There's a sense of heat with the legs, strength with the legs. Don't be shy with the feet and the earth. They like to dance with one another in this posture. Long fingers touching the ceiling. Palms can face one another. Take a nice long inhale. And with the exhale, everything melting down. Slowly take your time. In fact, don't take your time. Be the space that just receives this melting sensation. Everything floating down. And when the arms reach the earth and the pelvis, it continues to melt into the earth. It doesn't stop there. And then feel the knees floating up towards the chest, only if it's comfortable. Maybe hugging the chest to your, sorry, the knees to your chest, gently massaging the back, the lower back, by rolling a little bit side to side. Coming back to center. Your hands around your right knee and extending the left leg. Resting it on the floor. Don't worry about touching your neighbor. It's all friendly. You can flex your left foot a little bit without tension. Just a little bit of a flex. And then point the left foot. And flex. And then maybe little circles with the left foot, with the left ankle. And the other side. Yeah, so then let that foot relax and feel the head floating up towards the right knee. Don't think about it. Just floating the head up. Forehead to the knee, knee to the forehead, empty the shoulders. Slight pulling in at the abdominals. Long inhale, long exhale. Feel the whole posture, one sensation, and give it to the surrounding space. Linger a bit, not fearful of the tension, surrendering the tension. And then the head floating back. Down. Make sure you let go of all the tensions that have surfaced in the back of the neck. And then let the right foot float towards the ceiling as far as it wants. No pushing. The hands are behind the thighs. Feel that you're placing the sole of the foot on the ceiling. And dropping that right hip into the earth. And again, pointing the right, this time it's the right foot actually. Right foot point and flex. Very slow, feeling this so-called foot. What does a foot and an ankle feel like? And now circling the right ankle. Feel it from the inside. Is there space in the ankle? Don't do it from a kind of straining place. Just gentle, as if you're stirring a liquid inside the ankles. Gently, you have to go gently. And the other side now. Stirring the inside of the right ankle. Yes. See if the right leg wants to extend a tiny bit more. Why not? And then again, the head floating towards the right leg moving towards the head. Just gentle, feel the abdominals helping. Stay right at the edge where it's a stretch, but it's not a kind of gripping. And then let it go, the head comes back. The right knee comes back down. And we switch, so it's the left knee towards the chest. Hands around the left knee and right leg extends. No mechanical movement, just very alive, very sensual. Say hi to your neighbor. Hello, neighbor. And feel that right foot. Just feel the right sole of the foot, very alive. the toes, and then pointing the right foot and flexing and pointing and circling. And then the other way. Yes, and then just relaxing the right foot. And before the head floats up, just feel the whole body. For no reason. And now the head to the knee to the head. Slow, effortless, weightless. Feel the mask of the face is relaxed. It's not solicited right now. We don't need the mask. Stay there. Feel the stretch behind the neck. Breathe into the shoulders. Relaxing the left hip. Yes, and then the head go floating back. Laying the head back down into the cradle. Unfolding the left leg slowly. It's happening on its own. Nobody doing it. Letting that left foot move a bit if it wants, in whatever way. And then seeing if the left leg wants to extend a little bit further, resting the left sole of the foot on the ceiling. And again, drawing the leg towards the head towards the leg. Staying right at the envelope so you're not gripping and pulling, but rather gently stretching the body and offering it to the space. Where do I live? Do I live inside the body, or can I allow the body to live inside me? Let it blossom in myself, the head coming down. I don't come down, just the head. The leg comes down, I don't come down. I don't go anywhere. Yes, and let the left leg come down, it's bent. And then just extend both legs. And stretch the arms in the back, there might not be enough room, but see what happens. If you meet the wall, just meet the wall, but give the body a nice big stretch. Maybe drawing one heel forward while you stretch the arms, then the other heel forward. Yes, and then the arms, lock the thumbs together, and then just slowly let the arms come back, caressing the ceiling as they come back. Long arms, slowly. Slowly, slowly, all the way down towards the body, but the last one to arrive is the winner. And then once they've reached the body, they take off again. Back of the hands, very tactile. Live with the sensation, then it becomes much more interesting. If you move mechanically, it's kind of boring. But feel this flow of sensation caressing you. The arms coming all the way to wherever they reach an obstacle. Maybe all the way to the floor in the back. And then they come back. It's like the wings of a bird. Nobody doing it. Feel the aha. Feel you can hear the silence being caressed by the sensation. Yes. All the way down and just letting the arms disappear for a few moments. And then bring your arms, I just peeked at Bridget and she was doing this nice stretch. So we're going to bring our arms crossing, you might need to look at me for 2 seconds, you cross them over your chest. As if you were hugging yourself. Yeah, hug yourself. Hug yourself, but then let the arms really drop. And feel the nice stretch in the shoulders, in the back. Breathe right into your heart area. And then switch the stretch so it's the other arm comes under. And again, dropping the arms completely. Nice, effortless breathing into the upper lungs and the back of the throat. Yes, and then just bring your hands to your body and very slowly let your hands move where they want and how they want for a little bit. Nobody's looking. And again, be more with the sensation and tactility rather than the idea I'm touching my body, and you know, just be with the innocence of it. Where do the hands want to go? On the face, along the torso, the breast, the belly. Feel the softness, the warmth. No right or wrong. They might want to linger somewhere. Feeling the kind of underneath layers of our being, the vulnerability, the heart. If there's feelings there, or vulnerable feelings, let them peek out, tell their story from the point of view of feelings. So they don't have a story at the moment, they're just raw feelings. Yes. Letting things come up and offering them as if you were surrounded by an altar. So that all the layers that surface you can place on the altar. But then you can even feel that you are the altar. You just receive everything that appears. Yes, and then bringing that to rest, the arms, maybe palms up. Just scanning your experience. Not scanning isn't a very nice word. Welcoming your experience, tasting it. Noticing the subtle tension of me, the body. And feeling or evoking the possibility of me presence, me awareness. Letting the body be in me. Letting the sensation of the back of the hands be made out of me. Letting the sense of touch at the tips of the fingers be alive. Saturated by the silence that is their source. Touching silence. Not a dead silence, a pregnant, loving silence. Feel the body is bathed in that silence. Let it go. Notice how it's so conditioned not to let go of the body. What is it that doesn't want to let go? Don't judge, just exploring. Feel the body can hover above the earth. Just feel that. See if you can evoke the sensation of the body lifting off the earth. Completely weightless. You just try and you just see what happens. No right, no wrong. Letting the body take off. Yes, and then let the body come back gently, resting, feeling the resting of the body on the earth, the gravity. Now feel and evoke the sensation of the body sinking into the earth. The earth opens up, the body just drops down slowly into the earth, 1 meter down. Just feel the quality and try. You might have a preference for one or the other. In a way, try, but also let it happen. Don't push it. Might not want to happen. Feel that it's already happened, that you don't actually have to do it. It's already happened. Body sunk into the earth. Yes, and then the body comes back. And just let it wriggle a bit and stretch. We're slowly, slowly, very much in your own time, gonna come up. Have to tickling your neighbor's foot or rubbing it. Just we're gonna come up to standing, but make sure you take your time because we don't want you to get dizzy or anything. Just when the eyes stay closed, if that's okay. I mean, it's always okay, totally fine to open the eyes, but it's makes it easier to connect with sensation rather than kind of reverting back to concepts. I feel this new landscape now. Just pausing to taste this new landscape. Suspending agendas. And in place of agendas, listening. Tasting the body. Tasting the feet where they meet the earth. The ankles, deeply into the ankles for a few moments. Deeply tasting under the feet, back of the heels, soles of the feet. Feel the arch, the top of the foot, the feet, as if it was melting down into the sole of the feet, and the sole of the feet melting into the earth. And you're going to notice lots of little tensions surfacing. Welcome them completely. It's not a sign of failure. Toes, feel the toes as if they were spreading. Big feet, like big duck feet. Undefended toes, no gripping.
Feel the tips of the fingers like drops of oil. Each finger in turn, little finger, tip of the finger, dropping down to the ring finger. Feel the tip of the ring finger. Might have a temperature. Middle finger, index, thumb. Radiating down, dropping down towards the ground. Feel the shoulders, the density of the shoulders becoming more liquid. See if it wants to happen as if it was thawing out and becoming liquid and pouring down the length of the arms. Through the fingertips. Through the top of the head as if it were kissing the ceiling. Not as if, it is kissing the ceiling. You have to take time to let it do what is being suggested, but see how willing the body is to align with these invitations, because they're nice invitations. That's what the body naturally wants to do. Melt and grow and expand and connect with the environment. It's the loving nature of the body and of its environment. Feel the face, the mask. What if it were just a swirl of sensation? You've never seen your face. You don't have a face in this moment. You're just openness, and you have this kind of sensation called face, but you have no idea what it looks like. You just know what it feels like. And it keeps changing. And then feel the whole back of the body too. What's that like? The back of the head, the back of the neck, back of the shoulders, the back of the back of the pelvis, legs. And what about the space behind the body? Feel it, its friendliness and openness. You may actually feel its potential threatening quality, because that's very much of a habit. In this moment, be open to a space behind that's empty and open. And just venture there with your body, with your sensing. As if you were drawn into this openness. You don't even have to do it, you're just drawn backward. You're willing to leave the headquarters. Feel the tips of the fingers, they just want to move into the space in front, and let them, long fingers floating up. Feel they're touching something alive, drawing the arms all the way up, horizontally. Long fingers, long arms, very elastic, resting horizontally. Each fingertip drawn towards the wall in front. Now the right arm floats up towards the ceiling. Left arm stays where it is. rest of the body completely still, completely open and still. Touching the right fingertips to the ceiling. It's okay if you cough with us.
Let's get some water.
Okay. And the head turns towards the left side. Not going too far with the head. And I feel the whole posture as if it were, and it is, one global sensation. That you surrender to the openness, you let it radiate and expand. Feel the heat expanding, the shoulders, the arms floating away from the torso. Yes. And then slowly the switching. One arm comes down, one arm floats up, the head. Everything very slow, nobody doing it. Nobody moving. Just sensation flowing. Long fingers touching ceiling, touching wall. The head has moved to the right. Make sure you're not straining or pushing. You stay right at the envelope, at the threshold of transparency. And pausing to surrender the whole situation. Yes. Breath is free, shoulders are emptying. And then the left arm comes down to meet the right as the head floats back towards the center. Both hands come down slowly. The slower you go, the more the layers are invited to surface. Relaxing the arms by your side, tilting the chin forward. And pausing, just the chin. Feel the back of the neck. Breathe into the back of the neck. Exhale. And then tilting forward a tiny bit more, just the upper back. And pausing. And you might want to bend your knees a tiny bit. So you're just, yeah, exactly. The upper back and the head have moved forward. The rest of the body is exactly where it was, and you pause and you breathe in and you exhale, and the torso melts down a little bit more. You're drawing in your abdominals a bit so that you're not straining your lower back, and then pause. Make sure your knees are bent if necessary. Breathing in, long inhale, long exhale. And a bit further down, all the way down, in fact. As far as you can go or want to go, and your knees are as bent as they need to be. And there you pause and long inhale, long exhale. Melting the back with the exhale, the back becomes liquid. It pours down from the lower back, down the upper back, the back of the neck, the top of the head. Nodding the head, yes, very gently. Yes, and then placing the torso on that big beach ball, letting the beach ball do the work. You don't do anything. Let the beach ball rise up slowly, slowly. You're feeding the body to the air, to the space. Ah. And then just let the arms float up away from the torso again, but this time feel that they're following invisible currents. They're being moved by invisible currents. There's no There's no known direction, just following. Nobody's looking. And then the arms and the hands are inviting the rest of the body into this dance of silence, very slow. The elbows, the wrists, the hips, the knees, the trusting what wants to happen. Just staying riveted to the level of sensation and energy. As if you were hearing the kind of the music of silence and dancing to its melody. Let the breath be free, if sounds want to come. Listen to the size of these currents. Are they small or subtle? Are there bigger waves of movement coming? Bigger shapes? You might encounter a neighbor. But in this moment, there's no neighbor, there's just this flow of aliveness. A neighbor is just another ripple of aliveness. The feet, the earth, forget that you have a body that looks a certain way, it's just this aliveness that is exploring itself through movement. Ah, let the face feel that the directions in space are dancing too, and they're inviting the body, so there's sense of three dimensions in the movement. If it wants, it can move up and back and down and side. The arms can reach out, the fingers, the hips, don't forget the hips, the pelvis, very alive. Feel that it's not your personal dance, it's somehow the universe using your body to dance, so you don't have to worry. You can let it go. Let the head go, the feet. If it wants to take on a bit of rhythm, or sound, this is the moment for freedom. The rare moment for freedom. Yeah. Full permission. If the mind comes in a bit inhibiting, just shake it away. It's not the moment for that. Invite that child that lives quietly or not so quietly within. He or she will know better in this moment. This is her or his moment. But not just a child, and also maybe the wild one. Or not even a one, it's like the wilderness in you. The wilderness that you made of. The freedom that you made of. Playfulness. Ha! Sometimes we need to get moving in the beginning because we haven't been moving. And we need to let loose a bit because we haven't been letting loose. So don't be shy. Don't forget those hips. Ugh. Mm.
And it's okay to be inspired by the group here, because we are few of us moving in the same spirit. It creates a kind of synergy, so let yourself take that too. Feel the earth, because she is very important somehow. Yeah. A lot of energy there under your feet. Start to feel something a little bit more defined, really trust it. Give it a bit of time. A gesture, a dance, a breath. Let it take its shape. It might be a creature appearing. Let her appear. Even if she's a bit strange. Curl back up wherever it goes. Somehow bring it to a close, either just by letting the body slowly, slowly move back towards stillness. Yes, and then let's do what Sarah was doing just now. Just let your torso come forward again. Pouring your torso down, let it hang, bent knees, shake it out. Long inhale, long exhale. And come up, whatever way, the beach ball and arching. And then just do some shoulder circles. Very slow, the shoulder circles. Yes, and then just gently let everything come to stop. Just letting the energies continue to shift and move, but the body's perfectly still now. And I, awareness, presence, am here all along. End of story. And then let's come down to sitting again. Make sure you're comfortable. Not doing anything, just being one with the silence.